Honour your partner, hop one, two. Twirl round twice, now tap that paw. Cancel, oh my pretty shrew. All together, turn once more.
Thousand maids are small and fair, nimble as the day is long. They wear ribbons in their hair, as they dance we sing this song.
Two steps forward, one step back. Point that foot, paw, shake it round. Grace and charm you'll never lack, stripping lightly o'er the ground.
Thousand maids all neat and bright, such a lovely sight to see, spinning round in pale moonlight. Pray, miss, save a dance for me.
Two elders continued the air with flute and drum, whilst the singers joined the maids, each taking a partner and twirling gracefully off around the lake shore. Lug Lug nudged Maudie, whispering quietly,
"Old Azio's fallen asleep. Now you won't have the pleasure of hearing him sing."
The hair maid whispered back,
"I've already heard him sing, and it wasn't any bally pleasure."
Lug Lug chuckled,
"So have I. And I'd much sooner put up with his snores than his singing, thank you."
Gradually, the usual gowsham hubbub died down. The dancing ended and the musicians ceased playing. Round the fire on the lake shore, Lug Lug's tribe lay down for their much-needed rest. There was no need of coverlets. It was a warm, windless night. Maudie stretched out on the moss, imagining what Redwall Abbey would look like as she fell into a slumber. Soon, the only sound in the woodland depths was the gentle snoring of gowsham shrews and the odd crackle as the campfire died into embers.